part of our job as a radio host here on 99.7 DJX is when artists come into town is to, you know, chat with them, maybe get some behind the scenes sort of insight on their life, get you closer to the artists that we play hundreds and thousands of times here on the radio. It's part of what radio does. So when Bourbon and Beyond rolled through, had a few of those opportunities.
There are a million artists that came in town and some that were in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, exactly. So like, you know, Maren Morris, for example, country pop artist there who's had quite a year, and I got a chance to catch up with her. I misjudged the traffic going to her interview. I had to meet her there at the venue, and I already talked about it last week, but it was a barrel roll out of a moving car, sprinting through the crowd to get to the interview, all the while having her management texting and calling going,
"Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
You close?
You getting close?" And so,
That adds to the sweats. You already know. You're cutting it so close.
Right, exactly. So,
but then to have the management going, "Are you going to make it, or we're going to have to move on?"
Exactly, exactly. And so, you know, obviously me being a professional, lesson learned.
Yes.
Lesson learned
until you did it again.
So
literally the next day.
So Saturday, I didn't have work. I didn't have to get up early. I didn't have administrative stuff to handle. I didn't have an excuse. I just had a time when I had to be at the venue to interview Mr. Teddy Swims.
What time? What time did you have to be there?
You've
like 5 o'clock?
It wasn't even at like 6 in the morning. It was by 4. I just had to be there by 4.
4 p.m.
Yeah, 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
So I knew, lesson learned, not going to make the same mistake twice.
What time are we leaving the house to get there by 4? What time did we leave?
I'm making sure I checked the traffic at around 3.
And it said what time? How long would it take?
It said 17 minutes. So I was like, you know what? I'll leave in about 10 minutes. I'll be good. So my wife's out of town. She's playing gigs. So I take my daughter, Zoe, and I'm like, "Hey, you know, come with me to this interview. And
you can meet Teddy
and
Swims.
You can meet Teddy Swims and, you know, we'll hang out at the festival. It'll be fine." She's like, "Cool." So I map it again, 17 minutes. I'm good. Good. Golden.
But that's not this. Did you think in your brain, did your brain also do the math of that's just getting to the vicinity of the very large grounds? And then you have to park, and then you have to meander through and figure out where you're supposed to meet.
No, Kelly, this is the
thing. You don't really know how long that's going to take.
No, I knew where I'm going. I knew because of my mistakes I had made earlier.
You were going to the same place.
Yes, I knew exactly where I was going.
You had a plan to park. This is where I got
to
go.
I had to plan to park. I mapped it to walk. Yeah, I mapped it to the spot where I was going to park.
Okay.
And it still said 17 minutes. So anyways, I'm rolling. So I'm going to get off. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to get off at the Crittenden exit. They're off of the Watterson. And so
And those apps allow for traffic.
Exactly.
You should be good. Exactly. I'm very accurate.
So I roll up. I get there. I get to the exit. And there's, you know, some traffic, and I stop, and I'm like, "All right, well, hey, I'm here. I've got plenty of time. It's about 3:35 at this point.
I've got plenty of time.
15 minutes, I don't move. I am sitting there, and I'm going.
You start to have not plenty of time.
Yeah, and I start to look at my watch going, okay.
I don't have anyone that can continue driving as I barrel roll out this time.
No, and I literally, and I'm inching. I'm inching like a foot, 2 feet, 5 feet at a time, but
and
I'm
you're
stopped.
Starting to think, what's going on, people? Show your ticket!
And I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, this is going to happen again. And I literally see someone run down the exit ramp. Yep. And I'm like, that's probably someone who's got an interview.
Oh, wow.
So finally, I get to a spot where I'm like, okay, all right, now we're going. We're rolling. And the interview's at 4. Uh-huh. It at this point is 3 55.
Oh my gosh.
And I am.
Oh my gosh.
And I
and
am.
You haven't parked yet? You're just parking?
I'm not parked yet.
Oh my God.
And I'm like rolling down. I'm driving down, and I'm literally looking at. I am like MacGyvering this stuff. I am Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. I'm analyzing. Okay, and I'm literally driving my daughter's little tiny Honda Fit. So I'm thinking, okay, I can weasel myself someplace.
I can squeeze someplace. Into right, a smaller
exactly.
spot than
but,
normal.
But it's also not a truck, so I can't like hop a curb and get up on the
oh,
side of the road,
true.
Right?
That is true.
So
is true.
So I'm looking, I'm like going, nope, curb's too big. Nope, curb's too big. Nope, curb's
oh my
too
God,
big.
You were considering hopping curbs.
Yes, Kelly, because I'm literally running this late.
Oh my God.
And I see a spot that's not a spot.
How many texts have we gotten at this point?
I sent a preliminary text that just said, hey guys, I'm going to be cutting it close. And that's all I said. And
but I've been here since 3:35, you should know.
Yeah, exactly. And they just texted back, let us know when you get here. He'll be ready. And I'm like, ah! Okay. So
as in he's literally sitting on a couch.
Kelly, I should not say this, but I saw.
Grace him with your presence.
I saw one of those spots that the sign said no, like parking full, right? But I saw a spot between a car and a telephone pole that a normal car couldn't get. In.
But
and
I'm in a fit, and I can
did.
Make it fit.
I whipped into
That's
that
why
sucker
they named
illegally,
it this.
And I was like, "All right, we're parking, we're rolling the dice, let's roll." And so I get out, I lock the car. I'm like, "Zoe, we gotta run." And so it is 200 degrees outside,
it
and
really
I
hot.
Am. Full sprint from the car because I had to park kind of far away, right?
Yeah,
I couldn't pull right up onto the grounds.
Right.
And so I am running to the festival. I get through security. I run there.
Oh, you
and
go through security
yes,
too. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
See, again, those are the factors you have to take into consideration.
At 4 o'clock, I come up as they are going and they're asking one of our coworkers who are already there. They're like, hey, are you Ben? And I'm like, no.
No, I'm here.
I'm here.
Oh,
I'm back.
But you were able to get some video as you were running.
Well,
which
we
appreciate.
Yeah, thank you.
It just takes us along
because,
on the adventure.
Because again, I'm rolling my eyes as I'm running going, I cannot believe this is happening again.
You literally had nothing to do all day long.
All day, right.
Yeah.
And so take him back. He's a delight. We have a great interview. I apologize. Like the interview's posted. You can see it on Ben and Kelly Show at YouTube or Facebook, whatever. He's a delight. I apologize to him. We talk about tattoos. We play a fun
that you don't have
that I don't have. Like uh-huh. like and we talk about all the cover songs that he does. We play a fun little game between my daughter and him, and then we
Did you play Little Kid or Drunk Adult. That would be fun.
No. We played. Oh, I mean, I guess I could play a little bit of it on the air, but I'll do that coming up. Okay.
Okay.
And then
but
I'm gonna,
it did also create
And then I'm going to reveal
moment.
The one of the most embarrassing photos that I've ever taken publicly. Okay?
And you still posted it cuz you kind of have to.
That's the only photo I have of Teddy Swims
and
I.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
you kind of had to.
So hold this thought. All right.
I have a solution though for next time.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you. And I'm going to ask anybody who is good with Photoshop to maybe Photoshop. That would be good.
It is posted right now, Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. You can just take it, work your magic,
so
and
if
then
you're
give
able,
us a new version.
Yeah. If you're able to Photoshop and make it, I don't know, less awkward for me, that would be fantastic.
That'd be great.
So I'll tell you, I'll describe in detail why this was so embarrassing. I would love to hear your embarrassing photo story, too.
And post yours, better yet. He wants you to post it in the comments.
Yeah, and I will also, I'll let you hear a little bit of the fun game. We didn't play Little Kid Drunk Adult with Teddy Swims, but we did play another game with him, all right? So that's coming up. We'll get to the most embarrassing photo that's ever been taken of you here in just a quick sec. I was telling a story about how I was running late to a Teddy Swims interview because I misjudged again for the second time how long it would take me to get to said interview. Now, yes, I could have left an hour. or 2 hours ahead of time to make absolutely sure I was there on time.
But, well, yes, because there's many acts that you could be enjoying and vendors and all that kind of stuff. And then you could just be there when it's time for the interview. And you don't have to be stressed out like Kelly from Crescent Hill. You guys are really stressing me out. Ben needs to do a reenactment video of everything you just described.
Yeah, our buddy Julie Dolan says, dying over this very relatable traffic nightmare story. I get it. You know what? Look, we've all been there. We've all been there.
So, it was like a record-setting weekend of people showing up to this thing, despite the ungodly heat.
Yeah, I apologize to Teddy Swims. He was like, no, man, it's all good. We play a fun little game between Teddy and my daughter called What Would Teddy Do?
I like that.
The game, What Does Teddy Do? Teddy grabs his pole and bait. Teddy
fishes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. There we go. All right. Question two. Teddy puts on his running shoes and racing bib. Teddy
races.
Runs.
Races. I had runs. I'll accept.
Okay.
Half a point for Teddy. 1 point for Zoe. All right. Next question. Teddy is thirsty and grabs a glass of water. Teddy
drinks.
Nice.
Take that.
We're seeing the competitive nature come out in Teddy's culture. All right. Yeah. We're playing What Does Teddy Do with Teddy Swims and my daughter Zoe. Teddy heard a funny joke. Teddy
laughs.
Oh, tie. That's a tie. All right. Good job. Two more. Teddy is tired. Teddy lays down and closes his eyes. Teddy
sleeps.
Yes.
Nice.
This is sick. I like this.
All right. This is the last one. Last one.
Okay.
Teddy grabs his swim trunks. Teddy
swims.
Yes.
Way to land that one, baby.
That was great.
So, interview's over. We're like, thank you. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Teddy Swims. Let's take a photo. So, get my daughter up, take a little pic of my daughter.
She looks great.
Then I get next to Teddy. We take photos together and hey, that's great. It wasn't on my phone. Mike, who works with us, he took the photo. And so.
And wait a second. Mike didn't mention something first, like.
So Mike takes the photo. Oh. We shake hands. Thank you, Teddy. We leave. He later airdrops all the photos to my daughter because she has an iPhone. I don't. And so she gets in. I'm kind of looking through some of the photos. And then we get to the picture of me and Teddy Swims. And when I tell you, and I have to preface it by saying that I ran to get to this interview in 100-degree heat, you will see immediately the sweat on my chest.
I named it Sweaty with Teddy.
But then where else... the sweat is located. I literally go, what?
Kelly from Crescent Hill, did you tinkle in your britches a little
bit? It looks like I peed myself. I have a sweat mark right on my penis, and it's just, it looks like I literally peed myself. And I'm like, how in the world did this happen? And I'm like, this is the only photo I have.
That's it. That is it. Oh, God. So listen, this is next time, because you had your daughter there.
It looks like
you place your daughter in front of you. When you feel a little sticky,
you look down.
You could have seen
spots. Kelly, I didn't know.
I'm going to throw Mike under the bus. Mike is a fashionista. Mike is all about like fashion photos and like all the things. And he should have seen that and said, hey, might I suggest Zoe jump back in the picture to stand in front of your dad?
Lindsay says, you can't look away. I literally saw this last night and thought, I wonder if he noticed what we all did before he posted it.
He did. She's like, I'm laughing violently in my car right now like a psychopath.
It literally looks like
And Amber's like just crop it. Well, you can't really crop it.
You can't crop it because then you lose everything.
You lose everything.
You lose the fact that I'm taller than Teddy Swims, and that rarely happens.
Yay. Yeah, that is a triumphant moment. Megan says, listen, just have Ben send me the picture. My friend Kirsten is going to Photoshop the sweat out. So, okay,
yes,
listen,
anybody,
Megan, it's on our Facebook. You can download it.
I was going to say, anybody who is good at Photoshop and can can Photoshop.
It lives on Ben and Kelly
honestly,
Facebook right now.
If you can Photoshop my stomach sweat too, that would be great as well.
Yeah, that's a lot as well. That is a lot as well. There is much sweat in armpits. Don't forget the armpit the sweat. There you're pitting out too.
Oh, my gosh. Lord.
Oh,
so
Lord.
I would love it. I would.
It's more like Ben swims in his sweat.
Yeah.
I would
love to hear you describe the most embarrassing photo ever taken of you. 502-795-1997.
Jamie's like, it's cute when Ben tries to pass all that moisture off his sweat. It's all sweat, even the really inconveniently pants sweat. Oh, yeah. That is a really bad, that's the worst place.
Yeah. But listen, I do this for you. It's fine. All right. So would love to hear some of your stories coming up here next.
Oh, that's great.
You commented on the photo, Kelly.
I saw it.
I asked politely if you could just ignore that last photo.
I just don't look at it. Too embarrassing.